All right, one-on-one, we are in our last session of the day. We have made it to 4 o'clock. And today, last session of the day is pro bono to practice. And we have three speakers that will be joining us. First, we have Justine Barks. Justine is an entertainment and intellectual property litigator, counselor, and educator. His private practice is focused on building, fostering, and developing Texas creative industries by protecting and enforcing rights, supporting market infrastructure, and guiding artists as they make career-defining decisions. In 2014, he began his teaching career, where he taught an instructional course on entertainment law. And in 2021, Mr. Barks developed and began directing the University of Houston Law Center's Entertainment Law Clinic. He is the counsel liaison for the Copyright Committee of the State Bar of Texas Intellectual Property Section. Joining him is Angela Lee. She has been the legal director at the Texas Accountant and Lawyers for the Arts since 2015. She is a career public interest attorney. Angela is proud to partner with Tyler's elite volunteers to support Austin's vibrant art community. She has a lifelong connection to the arts. Prior to studying law, she was a producer and senior film programmer of the South by Southwest Film Festival. And finally, joining their conversation is Adam. Adam is a creative attorney, and he feels like that is uncommon. He applies this faculty to help his clients find innovative legal solutions. In particular, Adam excels at guiding clients in protecting new technologies that don't fit into traditional forms of intellectual property. This includes successful protection of computer programs, websites, graphic interfaces, product design, and packaging. Adam is a native Texan and leads the intellectual property and entertainment community in his home of Austin. He is a founding member of the Entertainment and Sports Law Section of the Austin Bar Association and provides pro bono legal services for artists. Please welcome our pro bono to practice panel.
Adam's wearing pink socks. I just want you all to know that. He's very well dressed right now. Very creative. While they're getting set up, how many of you are under 5 years of practice or students? I heard a student. Hands up over here. Okay. Okay, fantastic. How many of you spend 75% or more of your time doing entertainment or intellectual property work? Yes, this is good. Our panel, I think, we're told that this is going to be kind of a first. We're looking to provide some practical advice for people, for all of you, not just the ones that are kind of looking to develop a practice, but also those who are kind of looking to serve the broader entertainment community, music, film, television, dance, visual arts, whatever. And I think we're going to be able to provide some kind of good resources for both kind of the ethical side of pro bono and kind of how you ultimately can transition into practice if you're trying to get started in your entertainment career, or vice versa, if you're a private practitioner who does not do much pro bono. Hopefully, when you're done with this, you're going to see kind of how you can transition some of your the modes of operation in your own practice to operate for pro bono in a way that's kind of effective. So I think Angela's going to start us off.
Hi, I'm Angela, and I've been working at Tala for a long time. I actually did my first year clerkship there in 2003. So I was actually lucky enough to work under the founder, Jane Lowry, who started TALA in Houston in 1979. So we're a very well-established organization.